You're way too hot to be a hot mess friend, and getting organized is the fast track to creating a life you love. Welcome to the Get Organized for Good podcast, where we maximize our productivity, cultivate purposeful habits, and have more fun. I'm your host, Corinne Morahan. I'm a professional organizer and business strategist, and I went from being stressed out and annoyed all the time to living my best life and running my dream business. I did that by finally getting organized, and I want to help you do the same. So let's do the damn thing. How are you, beautiful friend? Before we dive into today's episode, I am so excited to let you know that doors to my G&G home organizing membership are open. Doors only open twice a year. So they're not going to open again until December for a January start. So if you've been listening along and loving everything you're learning, but know that you would benefit from being an insider in my world, having me to support and coach you, having an incredible community of women surrounding you, and having videos that break down exactly what you should be doing every week with checklists that will support you, with calendar and reminder apps that will keep you on track so that you can spend the next year getting your house and life totally organized, then I invite you inside the membership. It is $39 a month. It is a 12-month commitment because I want you to know that if you spend the next year with me, you will get your house and your life organized. And I will guarantee you that if you do everything in the membership, you will save yourself so much more money than it costs you, but the amount of time and freedom and energy that you get back will have made the investment a no-brainer. You will have wished you had done it when I launched it in 2020, but it is never too late. So I invite you to join me. And if you are still not sure, I am holding a workshop today at noon Eastern. So if you're listening to this in the morning and you haven't yet registered, go to gritandglam.com/workshop. You can still register for today's workshop. I am going to be going in depth about my process, but I will also be answering any questions that you have about the membership. So come join me. All right. Today we are going to be talking about the 7 pillars that the Grit and Glam organizing system is built upon. You already know deep inside yourself what is most important to you. You know that. Nobody needs to tell you. That is what has brought you to listen to this podcast. And I am so, so happy that you're here. But are you taking action on it? Are you doing the things that you need to do to make this a priority? They say, I am sure you have heard this said, that where you spend your time is where your priorities are. And when I first heard that, I was like, cool, cool, cool. I am introspective and I am self-aware. Surely where I am spending my time is aligned with my priorities. I am that person. So I thought, let me prove how in integrity with myself I am and do a little time tracking. Let me see where I'm actually spending my time. And okay, friends, was I surprised to see how little of my day was spent with my kids, with my hubby, getting good sleep, doing the things that fill me up, and how much of my time was spent doing networking coffees or volunteering for things that I wasn't super passionate about or helping this person with this thing because I didn't want to let people down. I still have, while I have worked on my perfectionist tendencies, I call myself a recovering perfectionist. I am still not quite a recovering people pleaser. I still definitely have that piece of me inside. And I didn't want to let people down. Yet, I was letting myself down. I was letting my family down. And somehow that was okay. No, no, no. It just did not sit right. So I realized from that that I needed to refocus on what is important. This podcast is called Get Organized for Good. And the good doesn't just mean forever. It means all the good that will come into our life if and when we actually get organized. The joy, the fun, the ease. So the seven pillars that I'm going to share with you today are the foundation for living the get organized for good, good life. This is the foundation of it. And while I go through them, I want you to think about which ones are a struggle for you and which ones feel super easy. And I want you to be radically honest with yourself about, are you putting your money where your mouth is? Are you prioritizing the things that you are saying a priority? Are you actually taking action on these things? And my membership is based on this. So if this feels super aligned for you, the good news is that doors to the membership are open for the next week or so. And I want to invite you inside. So I will put the link in the show note to join, but it's gridandglam.com/GG-membership. All right, let us dive in to these pillars. The first one is stop buying stuff. It is so easy to get caught up in needing more stuff. This first pillar is about loosening our attachment and our obsession with stuff, and instead focus on enjoying life. Life is lived in the everyday moments, but we don't really enjoy them. We are so focused on buying the next thing, the next product that's going to make our life better, rather than putting our time and energy into experiences and in showing up for our life. Now, here is something super interesting that I've seen. This paradoxically gives you back your love of shopping. I am not trying to take away your love of shopping. I had a member who was such a shopping addict. She would buy and buy and buy and just kept buying for a lot of reasons, a lot of sort of trauma response, right? To make up for a bad childhood, she would buy stuff for her kids. And if she felt anxious, she would shop, and she was buying all this stuff. And then she couldn't enjoy any of the things she was buying anymore. I do not want to take away your love of shopping. I want to give it back to you. But the only way you can do that is if you stop buying out of anxiety and out of fear and to fill a void, and you shop without guilt. And you shop because you are only buying what you love and what you are going to use and what you are going to need and what feels fun. Because I know when you're just shopping unconsciously, you don't actually enjoy all those things, because then you feel guilty about the money spent. You feel guilty about the clutter it's making, and you just want the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. So to start, let's just loosen our obsession with constantly consuming more and more, just temporarily. Let's just stop buying stuff. That is pillar number one. Pillar number two is you gotta purge. You have to make decluttering a priority. If you don't purge, you will end up with organized clutter and the systems won't stick. Of all the things you can do, this one will have the biggest impact on your life. I mean, really, all of these pillars together work in harmony to give you this incredible outcome. But purging is a huge one. It is why it's one of the steps in my four-step process for getting organized. It's also why it shows up again here as one of the seven pillars. It's so, so important. So stop buying stuff. Purge. The third one ties back to everything I was saying in the beginning of this. You have to make it a priority. You have to prioritize getting organized. Life is so busy and so full, and we have so many commitments and appointments and people fighting for our time and attention. You must make this a priority this year. So what is that going to look like for you? It needs to look like scheduling it into your calendar. It needs to look like telling your family and your friends that this is your biggest priority. This looks like signing up for the membership to hold yourself accountable and have a system to follow. I've already mentioned that in the membership, we give you a Google Calendar you can subscribe to. Each month, we give you reminders apps that you can use to keep you on track. We send you weekly emails. We have accountability in our Facebook group. We have so much built in accountability so that we can help you make it a priority. Because if you don't make it a priority, it is really not going to stick for you. The next pillar in this is family buy-in. And this is especially important for those of you that live with others, whether it's a spouse or a partner or kids. Everyone in your household is responsible for participating or at least supporting the effort. You have to make sure that everyone is on board. And the only way you can do that is if you yourself have made it a priority. Pillar number five is give everything a home. So in the membership, we go room by room, space by space, and we assign everything in our house a home. And if you know where everything in your house is supposed to live, and you put it back in that spot every time, your house will never be decluttered again. It is almost like miraculous. You've taken the time to assign everything a home. You put it back because you've gotten your family bought in. They're putting it back where it goes. And all of the sudden, everything is back where it belongs. And so this is one of the reasons when I say get organized for good, meaning forever, this is why it happens. It is such an incredible way to live your life. Okay. Pillar number six is containers. Of course, pretty bins and baskets show up in here. They're fun. And aside from being fun and looking pretty, they help keep us accountable and on track. Containers are meant to, you guessed it, contain. And if we set up a system and our containers are containing our items, and all of a sudden we have something in that category that won't fit in there, that is a pretty obvious cue to us that we have overpurchased, or we have more of whatever that category is that we need. And that is a cue to say, okay, maybe I didn't put the brakes on the shopping as much as I should have. No shame, no fear. How can I then, you know, do a little bit of purging to make sure that this is going to fit? So I have seen from thousands of case studies that when our space looks pretty, we are so much more likely to keep it pretty. And we're not all redoing our houses and bringing in a designer, but we can all buy pretty bins and baskets and put beautiful labels on them. And containers make staying organized the easy thing, especially where there are labels, because you and everyone in your family knows exactly where they go. And the final pillar is, you guessed it, the reset. Staying organized requires maintenance. And in pillar five, we talk about giving everything a home. What the reset is about is making sure that everything gets back in its home. Because I know it is not realistic for everyone in your house to put everything back in their home every single time they take something out. That is the ideal, but I know that that's not going to happen. So the reset is about putting things back, getting yourself back to baseline. And what's so incredible in the membership is that each month, as we really go deep into a room or space in our house, the baseline of that house is, if that space is so much higher, and therefore the baseline of your home gets so much higher. It doesn't happen all at once, but eventually over the course of the year, you have this incredible baseline throughout your entire house. So that literally all you have to do is put things back as often as you can in the moment. But if not, a simple reset does it for you. So when you've heard me say before, our reset gets us back to baseline and set us up for a successful week. As we go throughout the membership, that baseline gets brought up to exactly where we want it to be. And it doesn't happen overnight, because in the membership, we're focusing on one or two rooms, depending on how much stuff they typically hold at a time. And I have designed the membership so that we're all working on the same space in the same month. You can't move back. You can't move ahead. We all stay together, which keeps us on track, but it also takes the pressure off. Because if you are like, I am going to sprint through this and I'm going to get it all done, I will tell you that you will crash and burn before it all gets done. As much as that might feel really exciting to start out, I've seen it over and over again. So I won't allow that to happen. I am providing the scaffolding to you to make sure that you will be successful and that you can live the rest of your life while you're going through this process, because you cannot put the rest of your life on hold just to get your house organized. On the other end of getting organized, you get your whole life back, but there is the process to get through it. So to recap, we're going to stop buying stuff. The member that I talked about who was shopping all the time, she got her love of shopping back from going through this process. She still loves to shop, but now she does so much less of it. The things she buys are incredible, and she got that pleasure back. That's what getting organized for good does for you. It gives you pleasure back in so many areas of your life. So pillar number one, stop buying stuff. Pillar number two, purge. Pillar number three, make it a priority. And joining the membership is a way to say to yourself, this is a priority. Number four is family buy-in. Remember, you are not on an island, friend. You are doing this with everyone in your house. Number five, give everything a home. Number six, containers. And number seven is the reset. And it sounds like a lot, but you can see how these all work in perfect harmony with each other. And when we start putting one in place, the other falls in place, and this just becomes the way we live. And it feels like the easy thing to do. So doors to the membership are open. They will close on May 31st. I would love for you to come to today's workshop at noon Eastern if you're listening to this before it's happened. Otherwise, look at the link in the show notes to learn more about the membership or pop into my DMs. I'm always happy to answer any questions you have. This program changes lives, not just your home, but literally changes lives. And I will be there to support you and hold you accountable. If you've been listening to these episodes thinking, I want that level of ease and freedom and fun and sexiness, then this is the only program you will ever need to get you there. But you need to believe that you deserve this and that you can do it, even if you have tried and failed at this before. So many people come to my membership because they've tried and failed before, and this becomes the thing that finally changes everything for them. And I want that for you, friend. So doors close May 31st. I will drop the link in the show notes. DM me if you have any questions, and I would love, love, love to welcome you inside the membership. Thank you so much for listening. If you are loving the show, it would mean the world to me if you would take 30 seconds and subscribe to the podcast. It's super easy. Just go to the upper right corner, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and click the subscribe button or tap the plus button. You're amazing.